All right, we are projecting to start the Christ in the Old Testament class May 14th, okay? And these are the four classes that we have projected for the first 4 weeks, for the first month. So let's take a look at the first class. First class, we're dealing with the seed. Seed as a type or a redemptive theme. What are we doing in the class? So here we have a really teased out, right? How we are working the class. Number one, introduce the framework from seed to kingdom. So introduce the framework. The framework of types or themes, right? What is that framework? It has seven elements. Number one, seed. Number two, family. Number three, land. Number four, nation. Five, temple. Six, kingdom. And seven, prophet, priest, and king, which are the functions of those that inhabit that kingdom. So, if you notice, this framework shows the types and the themes that unfold in the history of the formation of the nation of Israel. The Old Testament is a story of God's redemptive works for His people. And His people in the Old Testament is the nation of Israel. The nation of Israel. For example, when you look at the Psalms recount the mighty acts of redemption of God in the Old Testament. It is recounting this story, a story that we have put together in the following way, from seed to kingdom, right? And these are connected. These are types or redemptive themes that are connected in putting together a story that progressively unfolds in the Old Testament, and it results in the formation of the nation of Israel, in the redemption of the nation of Israel from captivity, right? So that is why we have chosen these redemptive themes or types, because it is a literal story that emerges from the Old Testament narrative. First, you have a seed, and the seed becomes a family, and the family is promised a land. When the family and those numerous descendants, family and tribes that settle in the land grow, they become a nation. The nation was meant to be a nation temple because God wanted to dwell with His people in the midst of that nation. Hence, it was intended to be God's kingdom on the earth, God's rule, God's government, God's dwelling with His people on the earth. And the functions of the people on the land, where the people were governed, they were led, they were administered through these functions of prophet, priest, and king. So, these types or themes unfold the story of Israel as God's people in the Old Testament. That's number one. That's A, right? We explain how, right, that takes place. And then B, explain how this Old Testament story prefigures and prepares for Christ. So all of this is necessary because God will bring Christ from the Jews, from the nation of Israel. Christ is a seed that runs through this nation. He is promised to the Jews and comes from the Jews, from a line inside this Jewish kingdom, right? So this story is sort of like an unfolding, a historical unfolding preparation for the coming of Messiah, for the coming of Christ. But it's more than that. It's not just historical preparation. It's not just according to the flesh preparation. Christ came from the Jews according to the flesh, right? The Bible says that. So, but it's also a prefigurement, right? It's also a proclamation of redemption in Christ by way of typology. What does that mean? By way of types and or themes that already prefigure some aspect of redemption in Christ. So each one of these connects somehow. Not only is this is not only the story of Israel, but this is also the story of redemption in Christ in fulfillment. In other words, Christ is the seed. Out of the seed of Christ and the Son, Christ as the Son, God will raise a family. And God has promised us a land, but it's not the land of Canaan, it's the new heavenly Jerusalem. God makes us into a nation. A nation, the city of God. The church is that nation, right, of God, for a dwelling of God in the Spirit, hence a temple. And that is the eternal, then, everlasting kingdom of God with His people. And God has made us, then, into priests and kings and prophets of the living God. So, notice then, that is why the framework that we're going to use from seed to kingdom, right? That it, we're using these types in the Old Testament to show that there is a connection in the New Testament of fulfillment in Christ. And that these types have a fulfillment redemptively, eternally, when it comes to salvation, not just in the nation of Israel. There is a deeper significance. There is a final significance. There is an ultimate significance that is found in Christ. The seed is not just Seth or Noah or Abraham, but it's Christ. So notice the deeper significance. But Seth, Noah, Abraham were necessary in the historical unfolding. The family is not just the family of Noah, the family of Abraham, or the family of Jacob, right? But the deeper, more significant family is the family of Christ. And the adopted children of God in Christ Jesus, right? The land is not the land of Canaan, ultimately, but it's new creation. And it is the heavenly Jerusalem. So that is the nation temple, the city of God. You know, John saw the city of God descend from heaven and said, this is the dwelling of God with men. So nation temple is not Israel in Canaan ultimately, but it is Christ with His people, with the church, through, right? Through His person, through His work, by His Spirit. So that is ultimately the ushering of God's kingdom in Christ. So you notice then what the content for the framework is and why the framework from seed to kingdom. Does that make sense? So first class, we introduce that. Number two, we present the methodology. Because what we're going to do is we're going to deal with each type successively, right? So number two, in the first class still, we're presenting the methodology. This is the content, and this is how we're going to present, address, develop this content. How do we do it? What we're calling the methodology of the three P's. First P, problem. All right, we're asking, what is the problem, the need, the issue, or crisis of the fallen condition present in the passage? Okay, so there's always going to be a problem. right? After the first problem that necessitates the seed is the fall, right? So we are identifying the problem that has to do with the need, the issue, the situation or crisis that is presented by our fallen condition. So that's the first P. We speak of that problem, right? We expose that problem. We unfold that problem. It's our sin problem, right? Number two, provision. And this provision here is God's immediate, temporal answer, solution, intervention of grace, of help, and promise in the Old Testament, progressive unfolding. So what are we doing in the passage in the Old Testament, which is what we're dealing with, to see Christ in the Old Testament? We're seeing the problem, and then we're looking at God's provision, which is that right there and then in the Old Testament, God is already providing an answer, a solution, intervening, usually in some sort of help or promise or grace, in the unfolding of the story from seed to kingdom. So that is the provision. And then the third P is prototype. How is this provision a prototype, a type that announces, prepares, and foreshadows Christ's redemption? Okay? So those are the three P's of our methodology. We're identifying the problem. Okay, for example, let's say, we're going to see it down here, okay? We're still in the methodology, but it becomes very clear when you have, for example, the problem of sin and the curse, and God slays some animals and covers Adam and Eve. That is God's provision in the Old Testament story, in the progressive unfolding of the story unto Christ. And then we ask, how is that provision of animal coverings and sacrifice and the shedding of blood, how is that announcing and foreshadowing Christ's redemption? And then we connect with New Testament fulfillment. So that is the work under the prototype. So that's what we're doing. In the first class, we're introducing the framework based on these two assertions here. We're presenting the methodology that we're going to use for each type. And then we're going to introduce the seed. I know it's unambitious for the first class. It could stop here. It just depends how much you're able to go, right? In the first class. But you could go perhaps onto the introduction of the seed, right? What do you do then? So what do we do? Introduce the seed. How? Through the three-piece methodology. One, present the problem. What is the problem? And here's the passage. We're always going to give passages. You can use that passage or add more. Present the problem in Genesis 3. What is the problem? Sin, the fall, curse, death, enmity. So you talk about what the problem is in Genesis 3. The problem of our fallenness, of the fall, because this literally deals with the fall. Number two, you ask, what's God's provision in the Old Testament story to the problem? You can ask the students. Before giving the provision, you could ask the student always so that they can participate. What do you think the problem in this story is, right? What do you think? What is it? Where do you see God's provision? Because once you give them this, which you're going to do in every class, then they can start contributing to the class, right? What is God's provision in Genesis 3 to the problem of sin, fall, curse, death, and enmity? So one, present the problem. Two, ask what God's provision is. Three, address God's provision. What is God's provision? It's the gospel promise. in Genesis 3:15. It's the blood sacrifice. It's the covering. It's the seed that is promised. It's the offspring that we see later on. It's the descendants that are born. The chosen line that keeps that promise alive and offspring that comes through them. So this is all found in Genesis 3:15, 21, Genesis 4:25 through 26, Genesis 5:1 through 3, 28 through 32, Genesis 6 through 8. You go through the passages. If you feel there's other passages that benefit what we're trying to do here, by all means, Adam. What are we doing? Presenting the problem of sin, fall, death. And we are then looking at God's provision. God's provisions. Notice, in the first class, we have dealt with problem and provision. Every time we present a particular topic, the first class will only let you go. You could only go so far as the first two P's. Because it's too much. Okay? So, you address the problem. You address God's provision. And then you finish anticipating the prototype. How do you think this provision in the Old Testament story prepares and foreshadows Christ? And you leave it at that. That's your first class. Second class, okay? Then you come to the second class. How do you start your second class? Reviewing the framework and the methodology. That's going to be the start of every class until this becomes second nature to folks. So you are reviewing the framework from seed to kingdom. And then you're reviewing the three P's. Remember what we're doing? We're looking at the story, the unfolding story of God with His people Israel in the formation of the nation, and how that story prepares and prefigures redemption in Christ. Remember that? What are those types? Bum, 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 bum. And we're doing that by looking at addressing three things. The problem, God's provision, the problem, our fallen condition, God's provision in the Old Testament, in that progressive unfolding of the story, and three, prototype, meaning how that provision that God made in the Old Testament is preparing and foreshadowing some aspect of Christ's redemption. And in the prototype, we finish by connecting with New Testament fulfillment in New Testament passages, which is what we do now. After we have reviewed that, we address the prototype in the second class. Address the prototype, right? I'm sorry. Let me see. One, review the framework. Two, review the three P's. Three, address the prototype. Okay? How are we going to do that? One, review problem and provision from first class. So, in addressing the prototype, we are reviewing this and this. Number two, ask how the Old Testament problem and provision connects with Christ's redemption. So, they're going to give their ideas, and then you address it. Address the prototype, showing fulfillment in New Testament gospel, atoning sacrifice, Son of God, offspring, deliverer, mediator. So these are the themes that were here in the provision, right? The themes of what? The themes of promise, of gospel promise. Notice, gospel promise. Now it's gospel fulfillment in the New Testament, right? The atoning sacrifice, the covering, the seed, the descendants. Now we have it here in fulfillment. Atoning sacrifice, the Son of God, the offspring, the deliverer, the mediator. And these are the New Testament passages that confirm that fulfillment. You finish your second class. Okay? Any questions so far? Any questions?
The second class.
Not that. Okay, no. If you. Yeah. They're supposed to help you out a lot now because you are this the second class of a particular type. That's a very good observation. The second class of a particular type or theme will always have a lot of reviewing because you will review framework and 3Ps. Then you will review problem and provision. Yeah, and you will help out. The reviewing is not just you. What do you remember? The reviewing is you priming the pump. Always throwing a little bit of gas. Always throwing some hints. Remember what we discussed about this, about that? Let's go ahead and open up to a passage again. And what do you remember here? What do you see? Oh, okay, now you see. You get it, right? So yeah, we dealt in the problem with the fall. And sin, yeah, I remember that. And that there was a promise there. And the shedding of blood, right? And then we saw other passages that chose descendants and sons of God. Yes, okay, alright. So now that we have reviewed that, let's see how that provision that we saw in the Old Testament finds fulfillment in the New Testament through Christ. These are the passages. Okay. You could have others. There's an abundance of passages there for these themes, right? I just chose a few.
When you mention classes, is it going to be like separate, or is it going to be the same person teaching? It's just that when they finish the first, then they jump to the second.
Okay, we have a team of teachers right now, and we have a couple for both departments, for Spanish and for English. We may need some subbing at some point. So we'll talk more about that. Okay? So then we come to the third class. Now the third class deals with what? Okay, I'm coming over here. Deals with family, right? Because we go from seed, second type, family. So notice that it's now first class family, first class seed, second class family, third class land. No. First class, seed, but there is a second class because we don't finish with seed in the first class. We only go as far as the first two P's in the first class, which are problem and provision. And then in the second class, we deal with the prototype. See? First class. Right? We deal with problem and God's provision. That's the first class. Four seed. Second class, the prototype. Finished. We come to family. What do we do again? Every class always will have review the framework, seed to kingdom, and the three-piece methodology. Boom, you do that again, right? Then, address family. Now we're here. Address family. What's the problem in the passage? So what are the passages through which we're going to address family? Genesis 6, 5, 7, 11 through 12. So what we this is the story of Noah. The story of the descendants on the earth that multiply, that grow. However, evil grows, rebellion spreads, and then the judgment of God comes, right? So that is the problem that we see here for this family of the earth. The problem that we see as God's God brings judgment on the earth and rescues a family. We're going to get there, but the problem is that evil has multiplied. It infects the whole family of humankind, right? Rebellion spreads, so judgment comes. What is God's provision then? Well, there's a progressive unfolding, right? There's a progressive unfolding from seed, son, offspring, to family. Because what we have now is the story of God saving a family, Noah and his family. Yes or no?
Yes.
So that, you know, what we saw, the line, the offspring, the descendants, the sons, now kind of comes together in a family. Hmm? It's the family of Noah, but it's also the family of Abraham. So we're going to see two families here. But what is the provision? What is the provision? That God saves a family. Hmm? God saves a family. Family saved. Preserved in creation, with creation. And a special calling of grace. So that's what we're going to see. That's what we see in the story by way of God's provision in the Old Testament story. Okay? In the Old Testament story. So we continue with passages for that provision for Noah and for Abraham. Okay? And what are we seeing in the story of Noah and in the story of Abraham? We see a family saved, a family preserved, as in the case of Noah with creation, but then we see the special calling of grace, as in the case then of Abraham, in the story of his faith, and the grace of God with him in such a way that he becomes the father that embodies, right, faith, those that believe. So a special calling of grace, faith. Hmm? Faith is another provision, right, that we see in the story. It's another element in the Old Testament story that will connect with the New Testament. So, in the third class, we see the problem, the provision. We see the passages in the Old Testament, progressive unfolding of what God is doing. And then we anticipate connections with Christ, with Christ's redemption as regards family. We anticipate connections. We finish there, anticipating connections. So the first class of each type, what are you doing? You review the framework, you address the problem and the provision, and you anticipate the prototype, which is what this means, right? You anticipate the prototype. Or the connections with fulfillment in Christ. Right? So fourth class, family continuation. Family continuation. Review the framework, seed to kingdom. Review the three P's and continue with family. What do we do as we continue in the second class of a type? We review the problem and provision. Review this. Again, and this, and we move on to address the prototype. How? By making connections of final fulfillment, final reality of redemption in Christ Jesus. So this that we saw here, right? What we saw here of a family saved, of a family preserved, of the special calling of grace, the arising of a family that is saved by the special calling of grace through faith, how does that find fulfillment in the New Testament? Right? That's the prototype, and these are passages that I saw for that. Hebrews 2, Romans 4, Galatians 3. There could be others. And every time you finish a type, you are anticipating the next one. Anticipate, link connections with land. What do you think will happen next in the story? How do you think the story of the family of the families of Noah and Abraham, what do you think God's going to do now? And see whatever they know of Old Testament redemption story, right? Because what comes next is what? His land. Oh, God promised a land, Pastor. God promised to Abraham's descendants a land. Oh, okay. How does that connect with us? Has God promised us a land? Yeah. Yeah. What land has He promised us? The heavenly Jerusalem. the heavenly Jerusalem, the world, new creation. He has promised us that. That is actually Romans 4, right? Romans 4. It's also in Romans 4. So there we have four classes. And we have dealt with two types, seed and family. Any questions? Any questions on these four classes? So we'll be ready then to go at it, like we said, May 14th. And we're going to cover from seed to kingdom, huh? All the way through even the functions, the roles, right, that we play in that kingdom and what that means. And how in the Old Testament they were pointing ahead to Christ, prophet, priest, and king. So we're getting... Yeah. No, number one, which is seed, is split into two classes. Number two, which is family, is split into two classes. So in reality, each type should cover two classes. It could cover more. I don't see it covering less. I don't see one by one is too much. So, but I do see that you could cover two for each type. If you follow this division that we are proposing here. And we'll do the same for every type. So next leaders meeting will address land and nation. And we'll prepare you for another month. Okay? Any other questions on this before I turn the page here? All right. So we are turning the page, literally, turning the board. And we have the part two of what we have been doing in leaders meeting, which is providing some training on a possible way of counseling for us disciples. So I am actually calling this the DCD. I almost said CDC, but no, don't confuse it. It's the DCD, Disciples Counseling Disciples. Disciples Counseling Disciples. And this is what we have seen so far. One, the process of disciples counseling disciples. The process. What is the process? What are the things that are happening in the process of counseling disciples? And we had seven elements. Here, just look at it like this. We have seven elements.